are tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, guys, we need to do a follow-up video to a video I put up a few days ago about a woke college, actually a couple of woke colleges actually competing in Canada, where there was actually five biological men identifying as women playing on the volleyball court. The game, they played the whole entire game. Women were actually substituted in. And the team that actually had more men on the team won. Shocker, right? Not a surprise to me. Not a surprise at all. I mean, I don't know what's happening, man, but something's telling me, man, this stuff is going to be coming here to the United States. Now, we've seen like one or two people, you know, in a sport do this, you know, like per team or whatever. But now they actually have full men playing on a women's team in Canada. It is really, really outrageous, guys. One volleyball team had three men. The other one had two. And none of these men actually had any kind of hormone therapy or anything like that. Not that it matters, because men should not be playing in women's sports. Shouldn't be happening like that. But boy, we got the video clip here, guys, of the most epic meltdown you'll probably see in woke sports history. I should have actually had this prepared when I made my first video, but I found it now. I found it, and I'm going to share the video with you guys. Now, the person that's screaming in this video, I think that this person is just a woke male. He may be identifying as something else. I don't know. But he looks like a male, sounds like a male. But to me, he's just like a woke male feminist or whatever you want to call it. I don't know the titles, you know, when it comes to that whole trans thing right there. But this dude gets triggered, man. He is triggered. So make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday. We had a really, really great stream today. Just starts at $5 a month, so click the join button. Let's get into this. Right here on the Daily Caller, leftist lunatic completely flips his lid after being questioned about five trans athletes dominating women's volleyball. Now, this is in the UK right here. Now, it was actually between Seneca College and Centennial College. One team had three men, the other one had two, and they were identifying as females. So Rebel News, David Menzies, was the reporter. And boy, this meltdown, man, is epic right here. Completely epic. Now, this guy right here, he's going to be the focal point of this clip right here. And he is just going to lose it. And I believe this is actually two of the transgenders right there that were actually playing in the volleyball game. They don't say nothing, I believe. Actually, I think one of them actually says something. But this guy right here on the right, he is the focal point of this. Look here. On this post, it says, Canada is lost. Female college volleyball match at Seneca College in Ontario, dominated by five biological males. Trans athletes have not had any hormone therapy or surgery to remove genitals. These are full-blown dudes. Yeah. So with that being said, guys, let's go ahead and watch this clip right here. Let's play it.
This female volleyball game that we witnessed earlier featured not one, not two, not three, not four, but five men pretending to be females. Three were on Seneca, two were on Centennial. Gee, can you imagine which side won? Not only that, the male players were always on the court. So you had biological female substitutes just sitting on the bench for the entire game.
That's shameful, man. That is really, really shameful. So now here is where we get to this dude being completely triggered and melted down. Watch this.
I think we're very this topic though, and why are you filming me? You don't have my permission.
We don't need your permission.
Okay,
we're in a public
so then
space.
Why are you talking to me then?
Well, you came to us actually.
You came to me.
No, you
so
came
why
to
are you
us.
Disrespectful then. Uh-huh. Why are you being disrespectful?
Why am I
transphobic? Huh?
Why? Am I being transphobic?
Why? Shut up.
What?
Oh wow.
Answer my question.
Wow. That guy says in a high voice, shut up. Let's watch that again.
Am I being transphobic? Why?
Shut up.
What?
Oh, wow.
Answer my question.
Did we trigger you?
No, you didn't trigger
me.
Are
you trans too?
Do I look trans to you?
Who knows these days?
Okay, so why?
What about you characters? How about you guys?
No comment.
Yeah, that's definitely a dude right there. That is definitely a dude right there.
I hope you can go rot in hell, you f***ing white.
Wow. What happened to love Trump's hate? What? You own this place? Oh, did we trigger you?
Okay. Did you have a vagina? I don't give a if you have a vagina.
Did we trigger you, sir or ma'am?
Okay, first of all, I wasn't talking to you, so shut up. Huh? And you, well, I don't care if you.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Sir, are you suffering from mental illness? Sir, why would you want to strike a biological female? You guys watching this? Can you believe this? You have men pretending to be females playing volleyball with real females. Does anyone want to weigh in on this? No? Everyone's taking the silent treatment? Wow. Look at this threesome. More proof that there's ample mental illness in this community, I should think. Yeah, I think so. Why do you have to be? Why do you have to use profanity, sir?
Huh?
Why do you have to use profanity, ma'am?
I don't give a f- about what I have to say. Okay.
Okay.
Get the f- out of this building.
Wait. Are you the owner, sir, or ma'am?
Wow. So you saw that right there, guys. You saw that right there. Boy, that guy really lost it, man. He really, really lost it. No shame, man, that men are actually on the volleyball court, taking up spots from women, taking up all of the playing time while women are actually sitting on the sideline and being substituted out. The males played the whole entire game. The whole game. But that dude, man, got so triggered. I don't know who he is, man. I wish I knew who he was. But I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. I really don't, man. What an epic, epic meltdown right there. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.